For decades, children and teenagers were tried as juveniles in the United States, no matter the severity of their crime. That changed 30 years ago because of one person. This week's episode of Criminal explores the story of that person. His name was Willie Boskett. Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal and joins me now. Hi again, Phoebe.
Hi, Will.
Who is Willie Boskett?
Willie Boskett grew up in New York City. He was born in the 60s. His father and grandfather were both career criminals, both violent offenders. And from the time Willie was very young, no one could control him. He started committing crimes before he was 10, and some of those crimes were violent.
What happened to him?
His mother was just completely overwhelmed by Willie and didn't know what to do. She went to a judge to say, "Can you help me?" And the judge sent Willie to Wiltwyck, which was a reform school, but a progressive, they said, reform school. And at the school, they said they would never give up on children. Not only would they not drug children to calm them down, but they just wouldn't give up on them. And then they gave up on Willie. He was just too out of control. He was sent to a more traditional reform school, and he tried his luck there.
So he was let free from that school. What happened to him next?
Well, Brookwood, this more traditional reform school, also couldn't handle Willie. So he was sent to a halfway house in New York City. He got there and immediately just walked right out. Shortly after, he ended up killing two people and attempting to kill a third. But because he was a juvenile, it became clear that even though these were incredibly serious crimes, he could only be sentenced to 5 years, and then he'd have to be let free when he was an adult.
So this highlighted some issues, perhaps, in the law, but how did the law change from there?
Well, the governor of New York at the time, Hugh Carey, heard about this, and he was running for re-election, and he didn't want to be called soft on crime. This is the 70s in New York, when things were pretty rough. And so he couldn't do anything about Willie, because Willie was already been sentenced. But he ended up changing the law, which said the most violent of juvenile offenders could be tried as adults.
So you can see some of the issues that might come up the other direction in charging juveniles as adults. What happens to Willie in particular?
Well, Willie ends up going back and forth into prison, continuing to commit crimes. Eventually, he tries to stab a prison guard. He's sentenced to life in prison for that crime. He's been called the most dangerous inmate in New York history, and he was put into solitary confinement in a prison in upstate New York. I mean, he's been there for decades in solitary confinement. But he is the person that really got states all around the country to start thinking about whether we should be prosecuting juveniles as adults.
And that continues today.
Yes, absolutely.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.